Chapter 1. Article 12A is the main body of laws for real estate agents and brokers. All non-exempt licensees must complete 22.5 hours of approved continuing education every 2 years, with at least 3 hours constituting material dedicated to fair housing and/or discrimination-related topics. A trade name broker conducts business as a sole proprietorship using a name other than their own personal name. A DBA or Doing Business As certificate must be filed in the county in which the business will operate. In a general partnership, the partners are personally liable for partnership debts exceeding partnership assets. A limited partner is not liable beyond the amount he or she has invested. Limited partners cannot be involved with the management of the organization like a general partner typically is. Individuals who are not licensed brokers can be principals in a real estate brokerage firm. Salesperson and associate brokers may not be principals and may not own voting stock in the licensed brokerage operation. Unlicensed principals of a brokerage corporation may hold up to 100% of the shares of voting stock. However, at least one of the corporate principals must be appropriately licensed as a real estate broker. As of July 1, 2008, there is no longer an exemption from continuing education as there was for licensed brokers that had 15 years of continuous experience. However, if a person was exempt previously under the old rules, that will continue. In the court case, Stamboski v. Ackley, a homeowner was held responsible for failing to disclose that a house was haunted. The New York State Supreme Court held that the broker was not liable. Mortgage bankers represent their individual lender compared to mortgage brokers that represent many different lenders. Mortgage bankers lend their own money. Mortgage brokers find money for clients to borrow. The New York State Banking Department regulates mortgage brokers and bankers. The Apartment Information Vendor's license is good for 1 year with an initial fee of $400. A New York broker can be their own principal broker and have their real estate license held by another broker at the same time, as long as the Department of State approves it and everyone agrees. The applicable fees must also be paid. This is known as dual licensure. All principal real estate brokers must display a sign that is readable from the sidewalk with the words "Licensed Real Estate Broker," or if in an office building, within the lobby of such building. Each branch office of a real estate broker must be licensed, and that license must be prominently displayed. Most real estate broker forms must be retained for a minimum of 3 years. Examples of forms to be retained include agency disclosure, property condition disclosure, lead-based paint riders and addendums, purchase offers and listing agreements, to name a few. When a real estate broker simply deposits earnest money funds of a client's into the broker's operating account, we refer to this illegal practice as commingling. Using such funds is referred to as conversion. If a real estate broker earns a commission as a result of violating any part of the license law, the licensee may be liable up to 4 times the amount received, in addition to the license being revoked or suspended. The Duncan & Hill court decision involved a Rochester real estate firm that was held liable for the illegal practice of law by so significantly changing the terms of a contract's provisions. Making a contract subject to attorney review helps to minimize this issue. Article 78 proceedings are judicial types of appeals to the New York State Supreme Court. Think of the word appeal when you hear Article 78. As of January 1, 2007, the seller of real property must inform the buyer, prior to entering into a contract to purchase, of the existence of any uncapped natural gas well of which the seller has actual knowledge of.